In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today's readings are very beautiful for us to reflect upon, and they both are truly pointing us to a common purpose and a common goal, which is our sanctification. And we see in the first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, it gives us a clear indication. And it says, Stephen, filled with grace and power. That St. Stephen had been filled with grace. He was open to the Holy Spirit. And that power is the power of God that gave him the gifts of the Holy Spirit, that gave him the courage to witness to the truth of Jesus Christ, the courage to preach and proclaim Christ, and gave him steadfastness, even in the midst of trials and suffering. So transformed was St. Stephen by the Spirit that the people who saw him said he looked like an angel. So transformed was he. But one would think that having seen and witnessed this, they would be transformed themselves. But their hearts were hardened against Christ and his name and his call to redemption and salvation. But we see from Stephen what the transformation that happens when one is open to the Spirit. He's filled with grace and power, and they could not withstand the wisdom and the Spirit with which he spoke. So full was he with the Holy Spirit, and it's just reminding us to be open to the Holy Spirit working in us each day, to be united to the Holy Spirit. And of course, as we go on in the Easter season, we're going to be preparing for Pentecost, in which we remember very specially the Holy Spirit in the birth of the church and coming upon the apostles and disciples. But the first reading just reminds us to be open to the Spirit, to let the Spirit guide us and lead us and help us in our transformation into Christ, in our walk with Christ, giving us courage and giving us strength even amidst trials and sufferings. That Stephen was able to withstand the persecution and suffering of stoning because of the Spirit's presence in him, giving him, that faith, knowing that this was not the end but the beginning, when he would be martyred. In the second read in the Gospel, Jesus reminds us as well not to seek the things of this earth, but that which is eternal. Do not work for food that perishes, but for food that endures for eternal life. And of course, this is a reference both to our call to live not for this world, but for eternal life, but also of the Holy Eucharist, the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ, which will give us that strength in following Christ in this world. And this is the work of God, that you believe in the one he sent. Faith is, of course, what our Lord is referring to here to him is that our faith is to be transformative, meaning that our faith in Jesus Christ is not just to be something that we live by, but it transforms us, and it also we put that faith into action. That our faith is put into action by our daily seeking to serve God. To do the will of God and carry out the will of God, that this is the work of God, that our faith, that we believe in the one he sent, and in believing in Christ, that faith will be put into action. As we continue this beautiful month of Mary, may we ask Our Lady to help us to be open to the Spirit as she was. She was filled with the Holy Spirit at the Annunciation, and we ask her to help us to put our faith into action, to be always walking with the same faith that she had in walking and following her Son, Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.